prepare yourselves for the brain-stretching conclusion to this Bible-centric message. TheSpeakingDeacon.com. Truth is here.
And our love for Him, our drive that compels us to want to know what He says and then to carry it out. Thus, that's why it says in 1 John 5:2, this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commandments. I want to unpack this a little more, and of course, all this describes the process of sanctification. The Holy Spirit, He seals, He sanctifies, and He sends. He seals, sanctifies, and He sends. First, He seals us. You cannot lose your salvation, no matter how bad you are, because if you think for a second you can lose your salvation, you don't know how evil you really are, and you don't know how awesome God really is. To ever think you could go, whoops, I blew it. Of course you're going to blow it. That's the process of sanctification. He seals you. And then He sanctifies you. This process of, I got to love God a little better today. I want to love God a little better today. I will find a way to make it happen. You get pulled. You get pushed. It's an inside thing, like the light. It just burns out of you. You've got to express your love for God. And the best way to do that is to read His Bible, find out what He says, and do it. And you can find, hey, what a coincidence. That's exactly kind of what I wanted to do. That's all connected. So we look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And Peter's writing to the church. And here's how he describes the church. Saying, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. That's how he starts it. That is so full of sanctifying, unstoppable truth. So then we jump over to Romans 8. And before we do, I just want to mention that there's two major parts of that verse. Through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ. We're sanctified, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ. Do you get it? So now we take a deeper look at this. Sanctifying, one way to say it, is killing sinful behaviors. See, a Christian, when they come to Christ, they're a new believer. They're new. All things that are old have passed away. Behold, everything is new. But the process of killing the sinful nature now begins. That's the sanctification process. That's growing up. So you're killing sinful nature, and now you're starting to exhibit godly behaviors. It's two sides of the same coin. And now we take a deeper look at Romans 8, 5 through 11. It says this, those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what the nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. It's all about desire. The mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. I want to stop right there. Now, once again, I want you to think of family. I want you to think of friends who don't know the Lord and think that God's pleased with them. Now read Romans 8:8. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. As a matter of fact, they are still objects of His wrath. They are not in a place of God's graceful love. They are one heartbeat or breath away from damnation. They cannot please God. So when they come to you and say, I'm not a perfect person, I'm just going to be sincere and stand before the throne. No, you're not. Be very careful. You don't have any Bible to back up that rationale. That's totally a world's perspective, and it's horrifically evil. Now we look at Romans 8, 9 through 11. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, but your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. You got it? So Romans 8, 5 through 11 talks about the sanctification, killing sinful behaviors and expressing godly behaviors. And why is this sanctification? For obedience. You cannot obey Jesus unless you know what he commands. I might have mentioned this before. I had a friend of mine say, you're safe, you're all right if you believe the Bible. You just got to believe the Bible. And it's like, yeah, that's half truth. You have to know what the Bible says in it. You can't just say, yes, what's in the Bible is the Word of God. Whoop-de-doo! Unless you read it, it's doing you no good. Really? It's that simple. You got to get it in your head. You can't obey something you don't know. You can't even have faith in the Bible without knowing what it says in the Bible. I know this is a big leap. But that's the difference between religion, yes, I believe God, and there was a Jesus, and there is a Bible, and knowing Jesus, knowing the Bible, and obeying it. Huge difference. One religion goes to hell. One is faith in Christ, a sweet relationship with Christ, and heaven, and an awesome party. All right, did you see how that's glowed in the dark? That's an awesome party. Now imagine adding strobe lights to that. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Just trying to see if you're still with me here. All right, let's wrap this up. So Romans 8, 12 through 16, here's the last part. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation. Ugh, obligations. But it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, which means Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. That is not my notes. This is my notes. There we are. Do you get it? That's why we exist. And I've been very repetitious and persistent in mentioning those pesky words on the goalpost. And you know what? I'm going to do it one more time. So let's take a look up here at the goalpost. Because I want to make sure you understand perfectly well, beyond any shadow of a doubt, what obedience looks like. And keep in mind, this ain't mine. This ain't mine. If you got a problem with this, aside from my repetition, bring it up with God. Say, God, I don't believe I'm supposed to be a disciple. I don't believe I'm supposed to be a disciple. Wait a minute. Of course we're supposed to do all five, right? Are we doing it? Concretely, sanctification for the Christian looks like this. Evangelism, discipleship, ministry, fellowship, worship. Need I say more? So, and when we do these five, we end up expressing this: to love God and people, and to make disciples who love God and people. I was hammering out with a friend over MLMs. I won't explain that in details, but I'll just say this. I said to him, who are your disciples? Can they explain Christ crucified and risen? Can we write that down? Who are our disciples? Let's write the names of all the disciples we have and what they know about Christ. How far have we gotten with them? I don't know. I'm kind of struggling there, Jeff. Where are your disciples? Who are they? What's your Bible study like? I can't stop preaching off what God commands, whether we like it or not. So I'm not going to. Because that's always the right answer. And does Christ drive you to do it? So let's pray and we'll be done. Heavenly Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are sanctified for the obedience of your word. We listen to your Son and we obey your Son. There are certain concrete things in this world we must do because we love you. We thank you for the ordinances of communion and baptism, and we also thank you for the commandments to love you and to love others, and we thank you for the great commission, which is to go and make disciples. And Father, here is a room full of disciple makers. Empower us, God, to be equipped and trained for the work of the ministry so that Pawpaw Bible Church would break through the generational bonds of evil that entrap this area, and that you would use us to share the good news of Jesus the Messiah with our family and friends. Be glorified, Jesus. We pray. Amen.
From Bibles, websites, to theology, apps, to blogs, there are so many fantastic resources for Christians. Get the latest news and reviews on what is out there to help you grow in Christ. TheSpeakingDeacon.com. Truth is here.